Public officials in Connecticut and New York welcomed new rules announced today by the EPA to regulate carbon pollution from power plants. WSHU's Craig LaMote reports the Environmental Protection Agency was required to issue the rules by a Supreme Court ruling following a suit filed by Connecticut, New York, and 10 other states.
When the states won that lawsuit against the EPA, the head of Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection was Gina McCarthy. McCarthy now leads the EPA. She described the new regulations in a video statement.
Public input, present trends, and proven technologies helped us shape a clean power plan that sets achievable state reduction goals, and it gives states the flexibility to chart their own customized path.
Under the plan, carbon emissions are to be reduced 30% from 2005 levels. It sets off a complex regulatory process in which the states will each determine how to meet customized targets set by the EPA and then submit those plans for approval. Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson says the regulations will improve air quality in the state because Connecticut is downwind of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and other states that are burning coal in power plants.
This is why we have high asthma rates, for example, in Connecticut. While our air is far cleaner than it was 20 years ago, it is Connecticut that will be a leading beneficiary of these new EPA rules that force states to the west of us to clean up their act.
New York is required to cut greenhouse gases by 44% based on 2012 levels. New York's already joined with Connecticut and other Northeast states to curb carbon dioxide from power plants, reducing the level from which those cuts must be made. Energy advocates and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are sounding alarms about the new regulations, warning they'll be a drag on the economy. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.